Yes, we're talking about bad, poor customer behaviour.
These people
are not your slaves. They're there to help you and serve you.
There's like a sense of entitlement to a lot of people, isn't there, where they think they can behave however they like.
When I was at drama school, I worked in a cafe in Sydney, and I remember one night I was taking an orange juice to a lady and a drop fell into her hair.
Like literally a tiny drop, like a drip.
Literally, it wasn't a spill, it was a drip, you know, and the glasses were full and da-da-da-da, and she went off.
Oh, really? Oh.
And I'm looking, and you know, and I wasn't able to say anything, I was dumbfounded.
All she wanted was an apology and you were just staring at her dumbfounded.
Well, no, I did say sorry, but she wanted the free meal and everything, and I thought, gee, your hair looks better than it ever has before.
Well, she preferred apple juice in her hair. Quite. That was a shampoo.
We want to know about your bad customer experience, what you've seen. Marie in Merengaroo, what did you see?
I've got 16. Morning, guys. I've got 16 years of stories to tell you.
Oh, no, really? Oh, okay. What do you got?
No, but the most recent was a lovely gentleman came into the store, wanted to refund or exchange 5 pairs of wet jeans that had just come out of the washing machine, but they were neatly folded. No receipt, no nothing. They didn't fit. And I said, look, I'm really sorry, but we can't take them back. They've been washed. They're wet.
Yeah.
You've got no proof of purchase. Well, then he proceeded to tell me what to do with the jeans and where to insert them.
Oh,
okay. Yep.
And then he started calling me an effing C.
Oh, whoa. Great.
And then I went, no worries. And then I was thinking, oh, my God, the chafing of those jeans.
Yeah. Payback.
It irritated him so much.
Oh, Marie, and you hope that you've got the support of a boss as well who will back you, because the worst thing is when someone behaves badly and you try and put them in their place and then your boss favours them and goes, oh, I'll try and fix this. And you're like, no, I need your support.
Yeah, no, it has happened a few times, but yeah, certainly got some stories to tell, that's for sure.
Did he think he was doing you a favour by cleaning them before he gave them back to you?
Well, I did wonder. Yeah. I did wonder.
Wow,
Marie. Yeah.
And I can't believe the FSC.
It just comes to mind for that one. I couldn't have done it.
Marie, it's a height of rudeness when someone calls you a fruitcake. That's terrible.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And he knew me well.
Thanks, Although, Marie.
I'm a fruitcake. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Yeah,
I do know the pain of not fitting into your jeans, but they're ones that I used to have.
Yeah. Didn't try and take it back.
Sure. Have a good one, guys.
See you, Marie.
Angela's in Beachborough. Angela, what bad customer behaviour have you seen?
She's very quiet.
She's so angry.
Angela,
oh, there
Hello,
she is.
Angela.
Hey, you're back. Well done. You're serving a customer, weren't you?
I used to waitress at this hotel back home for a few years, and every Sunday this couple would come. They knew that the kitchen would close at 8:30, but they would arrive 10 minutes before. They knew fine what time the kitchen closed.
Yeah.
They'd always order the same thing, and by every week they'd still complain about the food and we'd have to recook it.
And
they were allowed to come back. This went on for years. Eventually, I think new owners took over and they banned them.
How bizarre. So they would order the same thing even though they didn't like it last time?
Yep. They would always order the same thing, but would complain every time.
I mean, what are they getting out of that? What's some weird power thing?
Also, it's really disturbing that they found each other.
He was what? What was he, Angela?
Mr. Gag, Angela.
A minister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
You know, you desperately hope that if someone's badly behaving, that the other person, the friend or the partner, will go, what are you doing? You're being a bell end. Like, you know, but when they find each other and they back each other in, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, Angela, thanks for sharing the story. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Minister having a whinge.
My Uncle Lou was notorious for complaining at restaurants.
Right.
And one time he complained that the oysters weren't on enough salt. You know how they come up,
right?
Yeah. And this was awesome. And to be fair, he did pay this. That they came back out, one oyster on a mountain of salt.
I love it. Yeah. That is sweet revenge.